Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Day. Were you watching Pro Bowl flag football or Pebble Beach?
Well, Joe, you know I love you, and you know I love golf, hello friends, as much as anything, and I love Pebble Beach, the Pro-Am I used to go every year.
Yeah.
Back when I was just a civilian, just a young little G eating value packs.
They had like a radio row there too for a while.
Why? Well, I was doing updates then, so I never. Okay. Your boy, traffic on the Nimitz. Your boy never got the call. Joe, I was watching the Pro Bowl games. I was watching Pebble, and I would switch back to the Pro Bowl, and I found myself unable to switch off of these grown men throwing weights and pulling a sled and Kirk Cousins fist pumping in a flag football game.
He took a knee to end the game, for crying out loud.
Joe, I wish that I wasn't as into it as I was, but the more I was toggling, because my baby was sleeping.
Yeah.
I had a 3-hour window. Shout out baby Mila. She went deep.
Three hours old?
Yeah? Dude, baby Mila gave us three.
When they go to 3-hour nap, you don't know what to do. You're
so
like,
my wife is Dibley for baby CBD.
Dude, I wish. I mean, baby NyQuil, you know. Just a dab will do you, baby Mila. So my wife's in the other room watching Vanderpump.
Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, and I'm so in on Vanderpump. I don't even get me started on Lala.
It's so funny.
She was locked in on old Vanderpump, and so I'm like, I'm going to go watch Pebble. And as I'm watching Pebble, I can't help but toggle over to the football during commercials, I found myself watching flag football, digs on digs crime.
Oh, Kurt Kitayama? Chico boy?
Yes, yeah. Dude, Pro Bowl games were lit.
How'd that work out for Kurt yesterday, by the way?
Well, you know what? He ejected very quickly yesterday.
Hey, listen, yeah. Pro Bowl games were on fire.
Pro Bowl games were for real.
Yes.
And I was watching these grown elite athletes having fun like 8-year-old kids, and I thought, this is what it should be about.
I was watching golf one time, and my wife had like a easy listening station on. Golf is great, Joe, but you know, it's just not exciting visually. So I have golf on TV, and this easy listening station playing, and I literally slipped into a coma. It's just hard to watch sometimes.
I don't know. Pebble Beach for me, it just pops on television.
I mean, you get the first scenic, and that's cool. Then you get the second scenic, and it's like, I get it. It's Pebble Beach. All right, cool. Turn the station. I mean, come on, man. Football season is about to end. We got basketball season humming. Baseball's around the corner.
You don't like when they look, there's a sea otter. You don't like that?
Pond of dolphins. Wow.
I'm trying to do the golf thing.
So this is what I want to do moving forward, Whitey and Dibs. And my dad wants in on this. My dad wants to do an entire video series of teaching Bonte how to golf.
Well,
the etiquettes, the swing, the whole breakdown.
No, I'm in. I mean, I'll deal with the putting because your boy can flat out roll the rock. That's about all I have left. But Bonte's big enough, athletic enough, and you're lefty, right? In golf?
Yeah.
That's a problem, but we'll deal with it.
I don't know.
I'm trying to figure it out.
Let me see.
Remember when Hank Haney tried to do that with Barkley and he couldn't do it? I'm wondering if, you know, if this is.
No, Bonte's no Barkley.
No, I can do it this way. Is this right or left?
That's left-handed.
Left-handed right here.
Yeah.
So then I go like this.
You're a lefty. Yeah.
You know what? I can.
You don't want your hand coming off the bat like that in golf. So much.
No, you could do that. We call that the John Rahm look of disgust.
Thank you, Joe. Don't make me beg for it.
After you rip one to the left, and then it goes like only 3 feet away from the pin.
Yeah.
Hello, friends. Bonte Hill. He's on the second hole at Glen Eagles. It's a miracle that he found the course because there's no signage
and isn't robbed.
Give him the distance and see which
club he's not on the third hole yet. The third hole is where you get robbed. The second hole. Downhill second shot. He's got a 9-iron. Bonte Hill, left-handed by accident. He eyes it up. it's a shank, ladies and gentlemen. Hey. It's a ground ball. Hey. He's doing his Brandon Crawford. He's grounded out to second base.
Hey, Dibs.
He's in the bunker.
Hey, leave you me crawl alone.
That's fam.
Warriors left.
That's fam.
For TV Bonte, that's family. Radio Bonte, get his ass down in the 8-hole.
Dude, Chasky, you missed it yesterday. We discovered the two Bontes because he gives you a hard time for Frisco Joe and San Fran Chasky.
Yes.
We now have two Bontes. We've got
totally
TV Bonte and Radio Bonte. Because yesterday, I was like, hey Bonte, how'd that TV hit with Brandon Crawford work out? Sure looked like you guys were like kissing cousins.
Shoving it up.
Dude, and I start coming down his road and Bonte's like, Dibs? There's two Bontes. There's Radio Bonte, who rips Crawford for lack of power and diminishing defense.
Uh-huh.
And there's TV Bonte, who's like, oh, B. Craw, your hair, your shoes, you look gorgeous.
He called him the third splash, bro. And I'm thinking, this is a guy who's never hit a splash hit in his life.
Yeah, no.
And he hit one step-in jumper that they replayed 17 times in that game.
Oh, so good.
And I love you, B, but my God, the slurpage.
Whatever works.
You needed Buster Posey's knee pads.
Dude, TV Bonte shows up with the pads on. Radio Bonte's got daggers, so I respect the game.
TV Bonte would take Farhad out the tree. Somebody sent that on YouTube. I'm ready for some golf, though. The video series, we've thought about it, and you know what? It's going to happen at some point this summer.
Bonte, you know how you're going to get into it? It's the apparel, because you're going to get in buying all the Jordan stuff. Dude, I know you. You're going to go knee-deep in all the Jordan gear.
I've already looked at the apparel late night, and it was gone. Saturday night, I'm looking at everything on the website. I'm like, man, I can get that polo. I get those khakis. I get those cleats, those hats. Oh, I'm going to be fit. It's going to be more about the fashion than the actual golf game.
The thing about golf for you is when you really take it up, you're going to go from being, I have no clue, to being decent in a hurry.
Yes.
But to go from decent, like Joe is, he's pretty good. I'm going to give Joe his flowers. I've seen him golf, and he plays enough now to where he's actually better than decent. I've gone from decent to good back to decent, and but you'll go from like no clue to decent, and then to go from decent to good might be a 27 year journey.
Do they have Gucci cleats? That's what the YouTube Carlos
wants
to know about.
You'll be able to find
Gucci
all
cleats.
Your fit you need. Yeah,
Gucci
bro,
cleats.
If Darrell Wright is into it, you're going to be into it in 5 seconds.
Oh, I'm already into it. I'm looking for some clubs. I'm ready to roll, Dibs and Whitey.
I'm ready to go.
And you know what? The most important thing is, it gets you out.
Five hours.
It's
5 hours.
It gets you out the house.
Yeah. And that doesn't include dinner or lunch or whatever afterwards. Bonte, I got to give this story. This guy goes, hey, the phone's ringing. We're at the Eagles game, okay, in the middle of the seats. It's Chris Mullin FaceTiming me loud enough so everyone around. And where's Mully? On the golf course.
Nice, Yeah,
he also FaceTimed us in the Uber, right? We're locked in the Uber
in
Philadelphia when the White Walkers were coming out, to a.k.a. Eagle fans.
Dude.
And they were banging on the car as we were locked in. Bully FaceTimed, I'm like, yo, Bully, we're locked into a car. And Shasky out of nowhere comes to the back. I think he was in the trunk.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, he's next to me saying, hey, Bully, where you playing at? Is that Round Hill? We got to get out there.
Nice.
So I see Bully the next time I'm on television. Bully's like, yo, Shasky was quick to be like, where you at, Round Hill?
Dude, seriously.
He noticed right away.
You got to get me out.
We had a potential sponsor in the room, right? And Shassi's giving him the pitch. There's no greater pitch man than Joe Shassi. I give him that.
Well,
man,
when it comes to free golf, and I think Joe is cut from the same cloth that I am I mean, I've been getting free rounds since I got in this business. And speaking of which, I actually played with your guy, Kalena Azubuki, a bunch at the Presidio.
Yeah.
And it was fun playing with Kalena early on because.
Kicker course.
And he's a big, strong, athletic individual.
He's huge.
But watching him like learn the game, one shot it's like, oh my God, he hit that 380, and then the next two or three shots it's like pew. But that's golf in a nutshell.
Well, Shasky, the greatest pitch man in the world, works pitching a sponsor, and Shasky goes, you know, Chris Mullin FaceTimes us. And I'm like, that came mean to us. Joe Shasky special. By the way, some great stuff. TV Bonte will platoon himself for Gabe Kapler.
No doubt.
Damn, there's some good ones here on the text.
No, hey,
Whitey, get in here, man. I feel like Whitey, we not showing them no love. Mark, Watch Party Willer would be talking. Who knows what direction we'd be in right now? We have no Watch Party Willer.
I'm new to the party.
So
I don't want to get out of the way.
You know what? Dibs and guy. We're getting all the touches we can get right now. Watch Party Willard, man. Watch Party Willard.
Hey, question.
We'll be telling us some story about Ephraim Salam right now for 3 minutes.
Hey, Bonte, is Mark actually doing the surgery while holding Brock Purdy's hand right now? Out of curiosity.
Oh, my
God. Is that where he's at right now?
No. He's dealing with some serious real-life personal stuff.
Well, now I feel
yeah. No.
What do you mean? No. Jimmy Garoppolo?
No. Mark's doing some grown-up stuff. So you know, our thoughts are always with Mark.
Yes.
And, you know, the thing about Watch Party Willard, and that's officially the new name.
I came up with that name.
No, it's genius.
You can have it.
And don't miss tomorrow at 11:45 as Guru again tries to convince us how he's going to show up at his watch party.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, right.
The YouTubers yesterday, because I immediately set the line on no at -300, you know, respectfully. Yes was +200 because Mark's having a Super Bowl watch party up at his home in the North Bay, and Guru has vowed that he's going to come.
Yeah,
the YouTubers set the no line at -8,000.
Wow. Damn.
And Guru thought that was a little offensive.
Guru was quick to say, oh, I'm there. And then I heard during the changeover, Shasky and Whitey, that Matt Nahegi is going to be there, so that means
Dibs
is there.
You broke me up with that.
Hey, Matt Nahegi, first commercial break. Hey, Dippers, the Eagles are up 7-0. I need you to do a Twitter Spaces live right now on why the Chiefs can't come back and win.
That's a damn four.
So I'm out on that one.
Yeah. I have a wife. I have been given the rare I have a newborn free pass. So I'm actually now a Super Bowl free agent.
Wow.
I thought I was going to go to the father-in-law's with my lovely wife and my beloved 5-month-old Mila. But yesterday the wife's like, you don't need to do this. You can go.
Go
where you want to go. So I may, in fact, materialize at
Does
the
concert. Does she mean it, or is that a trap?
We're going to find out on Monday.
You're going to take that chance?
Dude, it sounds good on the Monday.
Yeah, but come Saturday,
I've got my excuse. Hey, Willard, man, I don't spend a lot of time with my family during basketball season, man. We need to watch the Super Bowl together.
That's true. Well, for me, I'm already going to be near his house on Saturday refereeing 9 games. So by the time I drive over there and drive back, and, you know, it's a little bit of a transportation sensation for
Hurricane
me.
Hurricane Gale coming?
If I brought the caner, it'd be a whole other level. Yeah, maybe the caner will show up.
Is it hard for you after officiating that many games, then you go to a party? Does party you want to start officiating like at the snack line and call people for violations?
No doubt. Exactly. Yeah. And the main thing on a Super Bowl buffet line is 3 in the key. You got a lot of people lingering. You're going to linger over dishes. And that's actually a good call. I might wear my stripes.
You should.
And bring my whistle and just start, you know.
It'd be a better party for it if you did.
Much better party.
Yeah. So Ray Rhino, no chance of going.
I mean, I'm sure he's not even invited.
Oh, damn. David Bruce.
Damon's got 2 young kids. Yeah.
Steiny.
Steiny apparently is free, but has already said, no, I'm not going.
Isn't he golfing during the Super Bowl? He usually golfs during the Super Bowl every year.
Or he'll go, you know, he'll golf early and then, you know, whatever. He'd catch it late. I'm not sure, yeah. But.
So Guru is not putting Miles, somebody on YouTube saying he's not putting Dante Wiley. He's not going to put Miles on those caddy, on the caddy Whitey. Come on, Goo.
Well, he's declared that he's going. And I'm sure the invite will come out to you guys as well. But
Shasky, like, not making it.
I'm going to let him know ahead of time. I'm not coming to his house for the Super Bowl.
Well, like Watch Party Willard said yesterday, my partner, and he's back tomorrow, he said to the lovely Christy, his girlfriend, none of these on-air people are coming.
Yeah, look, this is I have a rule. Sunday evenings, Sunday afternoons,
No, I get it. I get it. I did mornings for about 20-plus years. Whitey knows this. Yeah. And
we know it too, Dips.
Whitey remembers. It all ended March 11th, 2014, as Whitey knows.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a tradition. All about that.
Well, it's a tradition when Whitey do shows together that I remind him the day we got fired.
What's the day again?
March 11th, 2014.
That's coming up.
On our candiversary.
I think that's Nicotina's birthday.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be our candiversary. It's going to be 9 years since we got canned.
My wife's birthday. Show that day.
My wife's birthday.
Oh, your wife's birthday. Yeah. Damn. Say, yeah. Babe, happy birthday. I just got fired.
No doubt.
What a birthday dinner I was.
That was the phone call he made, actually.
Damn.
And his wife is the most lovely woman on the planet Earth. And no one loves his wife, by the way, more than Whitey loves his wife.
I believe it.
The two of them are like, seriously, like sophomores at homecoming. It's canoodling after 40-something years. And so.
And Whitey's got 2 beautiful daughters.
Yeah. Grown-ups.
Grown-ups now. Mm-hmm. I see the family. I was like, damn, look at Whitey, man. I'll kick this coverage.
And Grandpa Kevin Kevin's right around the corner, I'm sure.
We don't know.
Well, but yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's pause on that one. That's right. Let's pause on that one.
Yeah. And, but you know me, always outing everybody. Yeah, I know.
You are. Especially this Valentine's Day, Reeve. You probably set it up.
Speaking of which, you got a week left to make a move here while there, Bonte.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, speaking of plus 8,000.
How do you butcher from the third row?
I'm gonna sit back on this one. What do you guys got coming up? I'm gonna change the subject real quick.
We're gonna see who perhaps owes Clay an apology.
The guy's on air right now.
Whether
I work with him.
Really was Jordan Poole's best game ever. And Dibs had a great question, which we'll get into. Do you think Draymond's gonna be watching LeBron tonight?
Oh. I thought that he was going to fly down with Oklahoma City on the team plane. Hey, guys, you wouldn't make. Hey, Shay, move over. It's my seat.
I got first class, God. Baby. Yeah, I've been in sleep for a decade.
He's, 36 away from breaking the record?
36 away.
Yeah, 36 away. And we're also going to talk about who might break LeBron's record and also who can come after Wilt, because that 100's going down. The way the NBA is now, someone's getting 101. Yeah. So we'll kick around some of that.
In honor of Kareem, we're going to play every, this may take a while, clearing the deck's going to play every one of his three-point baskets in his career.
Every single three-pointer.
Every single three-pointer.
So that's going to be probably in the 10 o'clock hour, so it'll most likely take us to about 10:55. So enjoy a lot of Chick Hearn.
Yes. A lot of Chick Hearn coming up.
Hey, Shasky. Does Josh Giddey, and you probably love Josh Giddey. I love Josh Giddey. Does he lead the league in product? Because he's got that big. He's a good player. He's got whatever that is.
Is he a good player?
He doesn't move.
Is he? Is he really? Like,
he is a good player. He's a good point guard. Good passer.
He's got the thickest eyebrows in the league. That is without a doubt. Okay. Without a doubt.
Shout out to Ed Asner.
In the league.
Yeah.
Oh, but boy, can he cross over going nowhere at the top of the key.
Wow.
Jackson came in. Yeah. This is what happens when you miss free throws.
Great court vision. I mean, come on, do something.
And Bonte, just one for you before you go.
Oh boy.
No. That Brooklyn net who had back-to-back 40-point games.
Cam Thomas.
Is he a league pass special?
He might be now.
Or is he symptomatic of what's wrong with the NBA? You got a guy, Cam Thomas, who honestly, I mean, I'm not going to lie and say, I've been following him since whatever. I never heard of the guy. Back-to-back 40 pieces. Is this really what's wrong with the association?
Maybe. The association has issues. The players, the fighting, the talking on Instagram, the Memphis Grizzlies and Ja Morant with laser pointers and his entourage.
The fact that 130 points is maybe not enough to win on a given night.
The NBA has some issues here. They do have some issues.
But Cam Thomas is not one of them.
He's not one of them. He's just taking advantage of his opportunity.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the NBA does have some issues.
I love it. Radio Bonte ripping the NBA.
And the officials. Well, I'll rip the officials on TV, too. There's no change. That's just Bonte.
Your boy Mully came after. So I hadn't really talked to Chris Mullin much in my life, and he's the one player that I probably idolize might be too strong because I'm now a grown man, but as a kid,
you patterned your game and your life after.
I wore 17 as an eighth grader because Chris Mullin wore 17. So Bonte, hey Bonte, Mully comes over and I'm like, hey Chris, Dan Dibley, haven't talked to you a lot. And Bonte's standing there with this big grin on his face. Mully goes, oh yeah, Dan Dibley, huh? What's up with you and the referees? he's like, why are you slurping the referees? And he starts going off on me, and I got to defend Scott Foster and Tony Brothers.
In front of Mully.
Dude, I'm like, Mully.
Somebody has to.
You're my hero, Mully.
Somebody has to.
Well, he gave the Shasky to come here. And every time he looks at the camera, you know, some people wanted to bitch Klay Thompson. People on the roast. And it's like, we're talking to you, Butcher. This was directed. Even Michelle Shasky's like, damn, Jordan, talking about you? Yeah, I think we're talking about you. And all you other idiots who wanted to bitch Klay Thompson. I love you, Shasky.
Butcher Boy, Deli Boy, Joe Shasky the second. The first
Papa Shasky.
Even Papa Grandpa Shasky. Grandpa Shasky coming down Clay's Road.
Dude.
Man, grandpa's going down. He's going down the 49. He goes, they talk too much. That's his thing now.
You know what, though? Papa Shasky.
Shut up.
Joined us the day after the NFC title game via the Butt Light guest line. He read material for 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Couldn't get him off the air. Once he started talking, the ears closed up, and he was just gone.
I love it.
It's fine.
It's genetic.
We love you, Papa Shasky. All right, guys. You guys have a good show. Shasky, good to have you back, man. Whitey and Dibs coming up until high noon.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.